Hey everyone, welcome to part two of Design Your Life. I love this second worksheet because what it does is it helps you, now that you've seen what your needs, desires, and legacies are, it will help you figure out what to do next, because it's a big concept to know, okay, these are my needs or the needs of other people. These are my desires. This is my legacy. I know how to get over fear, failure, and a frazzled brain, right? The antidote to fear. Right, is to act, to move, do something. And that's what this sheet is about. The antidote to failure is to let failure be a teacher. Ask yourself, what went wrong? What would I do differently next time? And who can help me? And the antidote to a frazzled brain is focus. And this worksheet will help you focus. So the first question is, now that you know what you want, maybe even greater than before, what do you want to leave behind from this moment on? What do you want to leave behind that no longer serves you or others? It's robbing you from meeting your needs and the needs of others, your dreams and desires, and your legacy. So what do you want to leave behind because it no longer serves you or others? The next question is, what do you want to carry forward? These are the things that you already have in your life that give you energy and they bless other people. So what is it? This is kind of that watershed moment where you're like, okay, I'm leaving these things behind, but I want to carry these things forward because these things have always served me and others, which means it gives you energy and blesses other people. So most of us are already doing something right. We just don't give ourselves credit for it. So what are those things? The next thing is to really think about your deep motivation. What do you want and why do you want it? If you could summarize the previous training, what is it that you want? Could you put that in a sentence or two? And if not, just look at everything that you want in the Design Your Life and ask yourself the question, I want, put it into words, read all the things on your page or put it into a sentence or two, and then say, I want it because. And then I want that because, and I want that because, and I want that because. This is the why times seven. This is drilling down deep into what's your motivation. Do you want it because you want to make a difference? You want to leave a legacy? You want it because your grandparents always said it wasn't possible, or you want to reclaim the dignity within your family line? Maybe it's because you just want to enjoy your life because you never have allowed yourself to do that. But the more you say, I want this because, and then once you say what that because is, well, why is that important? Well, maybe it's, I want to reclaim this because I never had fun in my life because I watched my dad pass away and all he did was work and he never had fun. Well, why is that important? Because I don't want to repeat that behavior or teach that behavior to my kids. Well, why is that important? Because I want my kids to enjoy their life and not just strive all the time. Well, why is that important? Because I love my kids. Do you see how it gets deeper and deeper and clearer as you ask those questions? So, and if, by the way, if you're an extrovert processor, meaning you would rather talk it out, talk that with somebody and ask them to ask you, well, why do you want that? Well, why do you want that? Well, why do you want that? Or because, let them ask you those questions. And sometimes that will help you as well. So then I want you to really think about what you said you wanted and engage each thing. Is it just a concept, meaning your heart loves it, but there's no real concrete visual of what it is? So an example of that is travel. Travel is a concept that our hearts love, but the brain can't see it, so it can't create it or schedule it. But if you can say, I want to travel to Italy in the fall and be in the city for 2 weeks and then the countryside for a week, now all of a sudden the brain can see it, it can schedule it, it can price it, right? And then it can create it. So the brain can't create a concept. Again, the heart may love it. That's where I see a lot of people go wrong in their dreams transferring to goals, because the fact that they think of it as a concept, I want to travel, I want to be financially secure, I want to make a difference in life. All those things are concepts, which are beautiful. They're not bad. They're beautiful. The heart loves it. But your brain, again, needs it to be concrete to see it. Then it can schedule it. Then it can create it. So look at your dreams and desires, your needs, your desires, and your legacy. If any of them are a concept, ask yourself the question, what does that look like, sound like, feel like? If you were to explain it to a five-year-old, how would you say financially secure? What does that mean? And until you can get to, well, it means I have $500,000 in the bank and my house is paid off and whatever it is, you know, I have plenty of money for retirement, even if something that happens to me physically. I don't know what financial security, that's why it's so important for you to make it concrete for you, because I don't know what it looks like to you and you don't know what it looks like to me. We might be creating two completely different concrete things, but the concept is good, but it won't ever be created, and it won't be created that's specific to you. Okay. So review, are things concepts, which is great. Feel it, feel those concepts, but then create them to be concrete. And then ask yourself this reflective question. What, if anything, has gotten in your way in the past? Have you gone for these things, set these goals, had these dreams, but it hasn't come to fruition? Likely. That's very common. No big deal, right? Because failure is just a teacher. This is another teacher question, is what, if anything, got in the way in the past, and what would you do differently this time? Okay, what can you do differently this time when that comes up? Often, I mean often, what happens is people say, I was trying to do it all on my own. That's why that bottom right says, you know, what support do you need? And who is that? So what support, and then who, and then again, you can schedule and protect that. So ask yourself the question, what, if anything, got in your way in the past, and what can you do differently this time? And then what is your first step? Every great thing that was ever done or created was done a step at a time. So what is your first step? And after you do that first step, you can say, what's the next step, and what's the next step? And again, what support do you need? I hope this is powerful, you guys. I cannot tell you enough how important it is to honor yourself and the life you've been given by designing your life. Don't spend your time, don't waste your time. Invest your time and design your life.